AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden's insisting he will not drop his re-election bid following last week's disastrous debate on a campaign blitz in Wisconsin.
They're trying to push me out of the race. No! Well, let me say this as clear as I can. I'm staying in the race. Yeah! I'll beat Donald Trump. I will beat him again in 2020.
After the rally, he was to sit down for an interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos. In Britain, the election's over already, and a new prime minister is in place, the Labour Party's Keir Starmer.
With respect and humility, I invite you all to join this government of service in the mission of national renewal. Our work is urgent, and we begin it today. Thank you very much.
France's parliamentary elections end Sunday. In a three-week campaign, the French Interior Minister says there have been 51 attacks against candidates, their deputies, and supporters. Kansas's top court has bolstered the right to an abortion in the state. Shelley Adler has details.
The highest court in Kansas has strongly reaffirmed that the state constitution protects abortion access. They struck down a ban on a common second trimester procedure and laws regulating abortion providers more strictly than other health care providers. The decisions came almost 2 years after an August 2022 statewide vote decisively affirming abortion rights, the first such vote after the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision that allowed states to ban abortion altogether. Kansas voters rejected a proposed change in the state constitution approved by the Republican-controlled legislature to declare that the document provides no right to abortion. I'm Shelley Adler.
And Texas officials are urging coastal residents to prepare for Beryl as the tropical storm recharges in the Gulf of Mexico. This is AP News. America's employers delivered another healthy month of hiring in June. The Labor Department reports they added a solid 206,000 jobs. That's a bit slower than May, but still a strong gain. The unemployment rate ticked up to 4.1%. That report helped keep the rally rolling on Wall Street.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks rose to more records on Wall Street. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% to set an all-time high for a third straight day. It closed its ninth winning week in the last 11. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.2%. The NASDAQ rose 0.9% to its own record. Gains for some big influential stocks, including Apple, also helped support the market. Treasury yields sank following the jobs data, which reinforced belief on Wall Street that the U.S. economy will stay in a not-too-hot but not-too-cold state. That could prompt the Federal Reserve to cut rates later this year. Damian Troisi, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.